Students from Capitol High School in Charleston formed a group, hashtag Secure Our Future, to express solidarity with striking teachers throughout the state. They issued an open letter to clarify their intentions. Signatories visited our studios yesterday to talk about their letter and experiences.
Teachers across the state are striking this Thursday and Friday because of inadequate compensation and rising insurance premiums. We, as West Virginia students, are asking for your support in our movement to hashtag secure our future by ensuring our educators are compensated fairly and reasonably.
My name is Cora Dunlap. I'm a senior at Capitol High School, and I guess the made-up title I would use is I'm a student organizer.
Hello, I'm Chase Goldsmith. I'm the senior class secretary on this plan. I'm just helping speak for us.
I got the Golden Horseshoe when I was in eighth grade, right? Like, so the history of West Virginia, and specifically the history of union activity in West Virginia, is, I think it's had a tremendous impact on the way that people see what's happening today.
I think it's just very heroic, if anything. Every day, teachers have been going down 6-7 o'clock in the morning, going to the Capitol, wanting their voices to be heard. And that is what this government, this is what our country, you know, was raised on, was like the right to protest, that your voices need to be heard. And they're not taking a day off, nor are us kids. You know, we're showing that, I mean, we can make a difference, and this is not a day off for us. These people are laying everything on the line, not just for pay, not just for, you know, better, you know, whatever. It's about setting the precedent that, you know, there has to be fairness. Our voices need to be heard. Young people are here and we're watching, and, you know, we care for the future of this state. We're not going crazy and doing a bunch of, you know, reckless and ridiculous things. I mean, we're representing this group, representing a community, I guess you could say, of people, of teachers and state employees.
And some guy came by on his car, spun around in the school parking lot, and went past again to yell at us that the strike wasn't the way and that it was going to hurt low-income families. And I remember, you know, sort of catching my breath, because we had talked about that, you know, prior. We had that conversation, overheard that conversation among teachers, but we'd also talked among ourselves that, you know, that you're not going to be getting school lunch, you know, and there are people who are going to need childcare for their elementary age kids. And, you know, I knew that my teachers had been organizing to collect food. They'd been coordinating with churches and community centers so there would be childcare available. They were doing everything in their power, but it wasn't like he was making some sort of invalid argument. We knew that, you know, this strike had a disproportionate impact on those people.
You know, those are valid questions, valid points. But what do you do on days of, you know, of extreme weather? What about snow days? What about all these? What do you do then? Are you not prepared then? Mm-hmm. As a parent, that is a job you have to be ready for. Let's look about through the years and years and years, you know, that we in West Virginia have been, you know, bottom of the line test scores. How many kids do you think, out of a system that has 700 school teacher jobs unfilled, how many kids do you think have been passed through the system that didn't get full, you know, didn't get the attention that they needed, didn't get the help that they needed, didn't get the one-on-ones that they needed? Because, well, you know why? There wasn't enough teachers. This strike and these pay raises don't go, teachers going to be moving off left and right. And that means more overages, less attention. Your kid is going to be swept under the rug. So, yeah, it's a hard time right now. You're in the storm right now. But in the future, they're going to receive that better education. We will never go a year where we don't get the correct amount of days. They will find a way to stuff it in at the end, or fix it, or go through spring break. They'll do something to get the 180 days.
So I wrote probably a dozen emails to different legislators with 6 very specific questions that I wanted answered. We went to the legislature on Civil Liberties Lobby Day, and we were meeting with them. And a lot of them didn't seem particularly interested in anything that we had to say. They weren't willing to meet. They weren't listening. They didn't have answers. Some of them openly admitted that they hadn't read the legislation that they were, you know, presenting, putting forth. I mean, it was a struggle that day. And so we wrote all these letters. We were hoping that if we gave them the time to prepare to email us back, that we would get a better response. And we got one response. The email in its entirety reads, "Thank you for your support of decent education sent from my iPad." And decent is misspelled. So I don't know what to say other than that they're very clearly underestimating us, underestimating what we know, how much we care, and underestimating, you know, the likelihood that we will show up to vote. Because every one of us who wrote the letter is a senior. You know, we're all going to be eligible to vote in the midterms and this year.
I don't have faith in the people down at the Capitol. I have the faith that our process is going to work. Yeah. I have faith in the fact that the people that are protesting, that the people's voices will, you know, reluctantly be heard.
Again, that was Chase Goldsmith and Cora Dunlap from Capitol High School here in Charleston.